All right, now let's take a look at this oxytocin, neurotransmitter, powerful chemical. It really gets the job done, sure enough. You know, one of the questions that they're asking about this oxytocin is whether a nasal spray can make someone fall madly in love. Oh, does that sound scary to you? Does that sound cool? Can a nasal spray make someone fall madly in love? Now, remember what I've shared with you regarding being in love. You know, that being in love thing is a little different from, you know, after you all have been with each other for a while, you've heard of the honeymoon stage. And that's kind of what people are talking about. That honeymoon stage, for a lot of people, that honeymoon stage is really just an extension of what was going on before they said, I do. In love. And I don't know if that's the best way to phrase this, to word it, but, you know, that's what people are referring to when people are dating. A couple is dating, or maybe they're engaged. They're going to be married at some point, and they find it easy to just always put their best foot forward. They see only the good about each other, or maybe they see good and bad, but they're ready to dismiss the bad or the not so good, if you will. And I mean that, you know, they're on a high. I mean, they're in a state of euphoria, for real, for real. There's some chemical action taking place in the brain. This isn't just, you know, infatuation. There's something going on here. And they don't make it happen. It happens automatically. They are in love. And they may be in love for a while. This can last for a few months. It can last for a few years. It may last longer for one person than for the other. So you may have one couple, the same couple now, in love with the chemicals in the brain freely and automatically flowing. In love. Sure enough, in love. And one of them is in love and they have all of this going on for 7 months, and the other one is in love for a year and a half. So, you know, 8 months, 9 months into the in love stage, they say, I do. And, well, for the one, it's been 2 months since they were in love, but now the other one is still in love. They're no longer on the same page. One still has those chemicals in the brain flowing around doing its thing, and the other one doesn't. They are not on the same sheet of music. They're no longer singing the same song. So what happens? Let me tell you. They have both got to be ready to go ahead and deliberately, consciously take steps that will strengthen their relationship. Just because they, quote unquote, fall out of love, that doesn't necessarily mean they stop loving. That does not have to be a part of the equation at all. You know, we can be doing some things that, I mean, just kind of flow automatically without us giving it much thought when we're in love, because the chemicals are helping move us along in the relationship. And once we're no longer in love, we may have to do it more deliberately. Actually, that can be one of the greater times in the relationship, because we're showing now the value that we place on that other person, and that other person is showing the value they place on us, because now we are deliberately, consciously taking the steps necessary to build our relationship. We're no longer on cruise control. We're having to make sure that we are steering that ship, that we are setting the pace as a team, building our relationship. So I'm just saying, because we're doing it deliberately, we can have really and truly an even better time than when we were in love and we're on cruise control, because now, just by virtue of the fact that we're doing this on purpose, because we mean that much to each other, even when those chemicals are not flowing the way they once did. That may say more to to us about how we value each other. And if we can send the right message about that, the relationship can grow stronger and more beautiful. But in the meantime, they know that there are things that go on, like chemical releases, that help us love and bond. And they want to know if a nasal spray can help a person, cause a person to fall in love. Dozens of marketers of oxytocin nose sprays would like buyers to think so. But, they say, you know, there's a good caveat, buyer beware. This hormone is more complex than it seems. Some things just shouldn't be tampered with. That's what I say. But you have some folks making, quote unquote, oxytocin in the form of nasal sprays. Why? Suppose they would make it in the form of nasal sprays. Well, you know how they've said that we can pick up, you know, men can pick up on smells of females and females, and females can pick up on these smells of males, and all of it be subconscious. We don't even realize it, but it has an impact on how we relate to each other sexually. When I say sexually, I don't mean as far as the physical act of having sexual intercourse, just has how we interact with each other as male and female. Oxytocin is a hormone secreted by the posterior lobe of the pituitary gland, which is a pea-sized structure at the base of the brain. They sometimes call it the cuddle hormone because it's released when people snuggle up or bond socially. Any of you ever had the opportunity to have a nice, beautiful fire blazing in the fireplace and you had some downtime, you and your loved one had some downtime, and so rather than, you know, the mad dash to study or do some more work away from the office, you decided you were just going to take it easy and just relax while enjoying each other's presence. And so you snuggled up close to each other on the sofa in front of that beautiful fire. Did you notice something going on inside you that felt good, but you couldn't make it happen, and neither could your partner? Nothing to do to make it happen. They said that even playing with your dog can cause an oxytocin surge. Well, the cuddle hormone has a dark side. It can intensify memories of bonding gone bad in cases where men have poor relationships with their mothers. It can also make people less accepting of people they see as outsiders. In other words, whether oxytocin makes you feel all cuddly depends on the environment. The environment and the specific people who are part of that environment. Oxytocin can help to bond and draw closer. It can help push away. Let's take a look for a minute at oxytocin as it pertains to women and then as it pertains to men. And then we'll get back to this whole thing about nasal sprays. Oxytocin in women. It's a particularly important hormone for women because it's crucial to childbirth and breastfeeding. The hormone causes uterine contractions during labor and helps shrink the uterus after delivery. This oxytocin is serious. Helps the uterine contract so that it can help the baby come on down the birth canal and come on out into the arms of the waiting professional. Or substitute if you weren't able to make it to the hospital in time. When an infant suckles at his or her mother's breast, the stimulation causes a release of oxytocin. And when that oxytocin is released, it orders the body to let down milk for the baby to drink. So you can see why that really needs to be a positive experience. You know, it's so important, ladies, to go ahead and get that training. Prenatal training while the baby's still in the womb, seeing a pediatrician, maybe a lactation specialist after the baby has been born, and getting that assistance all along the way so that, you know, the breast doesn't become engorged with milk. You had too much milk building up inside. Maybe the baby wasn't drinking enough, and that lactation specialist can show you how to pump some milk into some bottles that you can freeze. Bottles so that you freeze that milk and you can go ahead and get that milk out of your breast so that it doesn't become too filled with breast and then it becomes painful for you while the milk is in your breast and while the baby is feeding at your breast. All of that is so good to help you with that process so that the breastfeeding experience is as pleasant and peaceful an experience as possible for you and the baby, so that it can be all about bonding and not enduring, enduring the pain of painful breastfeeding. Try to make that as like I said, as pleasant and peaceful an experience for you and the baby as possible. So again, that oxytocin is released when the baby's suckling stimulates the breast. Oxytocin is released and the body knows, okay, release the milk. Let the milk down. Baby's ready to drink. The oxytocin also promotes, as I've said before, mother-child bonding. There's a 2007 study published in the journal Psychological Science that found that the higher a mom's oxytocin levels in the first trimester of pregnancy, the more likely they were to engage in bonding behaviors such as singing to their babies or bathing their babies. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. This is so true, ladies and gentlemen. It is so beautiful when we see mother and child, father and child, bonding with each other. Serious business. I mean, that is just so beautiful to see a mother or a father gently bathing their child, talking with the child and laughing with the child while they're cleaning the child up. And when the mother is breastfeeding the baby, and it's a pleasant experience, not a painful experience, she's truly enjoying bonding with her child in that moment. That is so beautiful. It's amazing that oxytocin has so much to do with that. I'll be right back